Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. Today, it is just me and a really good friend of mine from the past nine years, right? We haven't hit the decade point. It's Carly Waddell. Hello, Carly.
Hello, I miss you.
I miss you, too. Carly and I have such a nice friendship because I feel like I can go months without talking to her, and then like I see her, and it's like literally yesterday.
I know. Those are like the best kinds of friends, I feel.
Yeah. I feel like with Bachelor Nation, those friendships, they happen and it's nice.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen with as many people as you think it's going to initially. Like, remember the Bachelor Mansion, like thinking these are my best friends for life.
Oh, gosh.
And then unfortunately, a couple years later, you're like, I guess not for life, but there are a few and then you bond for actually life. Carly, we are going to catch up with you and about your life because like you have really exciting things happening, but we want to do that in a separate episode. So you guys, that'll be also released this week. But I have you right now joining me for headlines because Ben wasn't able to. So let's go down some things. I know you're not a regular watcher of the show right now. You do love Golden Bachelor, but you're not keeping up with Paradise. So you may not know about everyone we're talking about here, but I think for the majority, you'll be able to have some feedback. All right. So first headline this week is Jason Tartick hopes 35 is better than 34 in the wake of Caitlin Bristow split. Okay, so he turned 35 this week and on his Instagram said, "Dear 35, you're off to a great start. ... please be better than 34. And in classic headline tabloid news.
Oh, God, like, what do they
like
do?
Like, Life in Style picked this up and was like, does he shade her? It's like, are you guys kidding
my God,
me?
No.
Like, stop. Like, he had a massive breakup during his 34th year. It's not about Caitlyn. It's about, like...
No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's a little bit about Caitlyn, but it's not shady.
It is. It's not shady at all. I went on his podcast recently and he...
Oh, you did? Is it in the bank? So he hasn't released it yet.
I actually don't. I don't think so.
I don't
so.
Think... I like, very closely follow his Instagram reels always pop up for me. So, I'm in tune with the algorithm with the Trading Secrets podcast.
I feel like I don't even know if I've
seen you
before. Maybe.
What?
I don't know. But anyway, we're with the same PR company.
Okay.
And so I went on and then he came to see actually my show.
Because there was
a couple nights later.
Yes. And it was like, did you see that? I don't know if it was just like internet speculation, but people were like, wait, is Jason seeing Carly now?
That's so ridiculous. But he's so nice and he would never shade Caitlyn. He just wouldn't do it.
So.
He's just not that type of guy. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do it.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. And we all hope that he has a good 34 too. I do think that Jason is the kind of I feel it in my bones that like he'll probably meet someone soon and get serious with them quick. Because he's not,
I don't think he
doesn't want to be like in his bachelor era. I feel like he's, and he did get to kind of celebrate two birthdays because he was in Barcelona with his family where he just said like he had like great calm energy there. He said that he loved that the people just seemed at ease, the families looked happy, and there was so much affection on display. He was like, every single couple that walked by was holding hands, and friends would walk like arm in arm. So it was nice that he was able to spend his birthday there because it was like 1 a.m. when he was like leaving Barcelona and turning 35. And then he also landed back in Nashville the same day. Yeah.
Wow, so that's kind of fun.
That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
All right. Next headline is Shanae Ankley, which we never talked about her last name. So we just know her as Shanae, from Clayton's season. She is pregnant with a girl with her boyfriend, Nate Ebner. And Nate was actually a former Patriot and Giant. So, he represented both Jared and my teams at some point.
Wow.
He's 34 and she is 31. They did a genetic testing around 10 weeks to determine the sex. And instead of opening the results with the doctor, they went to a bakery and they gave the bakery the envelope and they said, just make cupcakes, blue or pink inside. And then they had a private moment eating them to find out what they were. And I like that. She says she wanted it to be intimate for the first kid.
That.
Yeah. Jared and I did not that, but we went to a doc. We opened it up together, just made it a moment, the two of us. I didn't want it to be a big show. What'd you guys do for your reveals?
Well, I mean, one of them was revealed by Wells popping out of a cake on The Bachelor after show or something.
Oh my God, I totally blanked that out.
But to be honest, we already knew where it was.
Oh, okay.
And then with Bella, the doctor just called and I was like, okay, Evan, get in here. And then I had it on speakerphone and then they were like, it's a girl. And then Evan just started like pacing around the house because he was like,
it was
what
his
do I
first
do with girl?
Girl. Yeah, it was going to be his first girl.
Yeah, but nothing. I don't think we even really did anything big for that. But I think now that so many moments have been so on display for the world.
Yeah.
I really appreciate a personal moment between two people that is just not with the camera filming so that they can get likes.
Yeah.
Like just sometimes it just makes it more like real, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree.
That's my old age.
No, it's not. Because, I don't want to be a hypocrite either because I'm going to do things. For the video of it. I know that. But I also know that gender reveal is never going to be one of them for me personally.
Yeah.
And I know that I do a lot of things for the camera that a lot of people wouldn't. And That's, and then other people would love to do a gender reveal. That's fine. But it's just like, for me, that's just, I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah.
Next headline, Mike Johnson celebrates 1 year anniversary with his girlfriend. The caption, we're a vibe. Happy 1 year. And he says, here's to like making out all over the world with my lady. Dancing with my lady equals priceless, he says. And he's been teasing this relationship for a while. Really kept it under wraps for like 10 months.
That's a long time.
That is a long time to soft launch. And we're just really happy for him because Mike has really wanted the love. He is a serious relationship oriented man. And I'm really glad that he's in something serious. Hopefully it lasts. Hopefully she's the one. We're going to have to get him on soon to like kind of pry.
A
year is a long time, especially since he's about, I think I want to say he's about 34, 35. So I think this might be, this could be it.
We're all getting older.
We're also, it's just like crazy. Because you just, did you just have a birthday that I missed?
I just turned 38. Yeah,
38. Oh, okay, 38. Yeah. So you're fine. You got two more years. Now, when you're 39, then you're like, well, I'm stressed. I remember your third. I remember texting you and being at Six Flags. I feel like with Nick Vile on your 30th birthday. And I was like, oh, my God, Carly's 30.
I texted
you a happy birthday to a 30-year-old.
It's crazy. That's when I moved to Nashville. Like, I celebrated, I think I moved here in, like, I don't know, August or something. And then, obviously, my birthday is in October. And then I was like, my family came in town for my 30th. And I was like, oh, my God, why am I so old? Now I'm, like, way older.
But, you know, we're also, like, way more content with the age when, as you get older, I feel like.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you, like, hit milestones. You're like, oh, you know what? If I have kids, you know. Yeah. They, for you and I, we're like, oh, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works. And for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time out from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. Gabby El Nikki reveals that she didn't go to paradise because of her new boyfriend, Zach. This has been something that pretty much everybody kind of knew, but she didn't really say verbatim. So okay. Gabby, if you guys remember, she was Zach's runner up. It came between Katie and Gabby. And wow, it feels like longer ago than about 9 months that we, not even 9 months. What? How is that not even 9 months since this all happened? Or at least aired.
Or aired. Anyway, I was going to say yeah, aired.
So long. Gabby, everybody loved Gabby. Wanted to see her in paradise, but even when we had her on the podcast, didn't seem like paradise was going to be her thing. She said, she said that she was still healing from the whole ending on The Bachelor and that she just started seeing someone new, which is why she didn't go to paradise. And she said it was more important to protect my peace and see where things went with the new mans. But I did have FOMO seeing all her girls go there. She said, this is my man friend. Picture of him on Instagram. I think this was during a Q&A. And she goes, this is my man friend and my personal photographer, Zach. I met him through mutual friends like 3 years ago. And then he invited me to a Chris Stapleton concert in May or April. And we vibed. And I'm very happy. Yeah. You see, that's a good date?
Yeah.
You like dates or concert dates?
I think it's a really good way to like kind of like feel them out. You can talk to them, but you're still drinking. You're having fun. You have something to look at. You don't. It's not so serious. Like for a first one, sometimes it's just you just want to kind of like feel it out before you decide to do like dinner. You know. I don't know. I like that.
I've never been on a first concert date. Have I ever been on an even a concert date? But I totally understand that would be a good setting.
I feel like it would be good. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What are you about to read?
I'm reading a headline for the first time and I go, wait a second. People have told me about this and for some reason, I don't know where I was in my world that I didn't know that this happened. But so Brayden, who's a big Paradise star right now, he had a near-death experience with Aaron S., another guy on the show. This is a couple months ago. Okay. They were rescued by fellow fishermen after a near-death boating accident. That's 17 scary. Miles off the coast of San Diego.
Whoa, that's scary.
That's far off.
That's
okay.
Scary.
Yeah. Aaron owned the boat that went down and he had taken his friends out for the day for a day of fishing before the boat sank and left them stranded in the water for 3.5 hours. Like how did this happen? And I didn't know. I think this is when I like was on Stars on Mars or something.
That's
in Australia.
Crazy.
Yeah. So he said eventually they were rescued by two fellow fishermen who had come across their boat thinking that it was just debris. Now,
what?
Aaron stopped. Yeah, so he stopped by Bachelor Happy Hour podcast for this conversation with Joe.
That's insane.
About the scary experience. It's really, really scary. Said the fact that they drove to what they thought was just debris in the water, and that's the reason that I'm here right now. The only reason. 3.5 hours. Maybe had like 2 hours left before something health wise happened. He also
that's
said
crazy.
That we were also some. There were some massive great white sharks out there.
Oh my god!
Like they were like
this is like an actual
marine size.
This yeah, is like high on the list.
Yes, and they said there's just so much going through your head when you're out there, and I'll always remember getting in that boat and feeling this immense feeling of gratitude and thankfulness, and it definitely has changed my perspective on life completely. He says the majority of people in this world have not had a true life or death scenario. And I have been unfortunate enough to have that at work, but not at this magnitude. So he's saying that he's had like multiple near life or death
what
situations, but this was like the scariest of all of them.
Yeah, that's a really bad one.
We have got to talk to Brayden about this. I need Brayden to come on the podcast like right now to talk about this, because I didn't talk to him about it last time.
That's so weird and scary. I mean, I hate the ocean anyway. Now I hate it more.
I love the ocean. I wouldn't survive. Like, no, I don't think that you and I would.
Nope. See ya.
No. I like got scared of just being in the surf and feeling, I still to this day say that I got sucked in the undertow in paradise, but I was really, really close to the shore, but it was
scary,
really powerful. Like I kept getting thrown back under, and Jared says that I was being dramatic and there was no way I was going to die in like 2 feet of water. I'm like, Jared, you apparently can die in like an inch of water, they say, in the bathtub, right? So I don't know. The ocean needs to be respected. I love the ocean.
Yeah.
I love being on it on a cruise ship. I love looking at it while tanning.
Mm-hmm.
I love playing with Dawson and just like the surf. But listen,
oh my gosh,
it scares me.
It's kids near the ocean is so scary.
He's having a blast and I'm holding on to him for like dear life as like the mini waves like hit his legs. He loves it so much, and I'm having so much fun while also having so much not fun at the same time.
Yeah.
Because the ocean is so dangerous and it needs to be respected. She's a beast.
You're gone in like a second.
You're
just done.
Yeah.
It's so scary. I have a very big fear of the ocean. I do. I like looking at it. Again, I sang on cruise ships for a million years. Yeah. So yeah, been there, done that. But like, I don't go in.
No, I don't even think that we should really go with
I'll like walk and like collect shells.
Yeah.
The water will touch my feet.
Yeah. Same. Like I don't go in like below, like thigh level is about it.
Oof. Yeah. No.
And even thigh level can be, you know, I do believe that like there are spots like the Caribbean, like where like just it's like very calm, you know,
but
like the
ocean. You can see like completely through it.
Yeah. Like the Gulf of Mexico, calmer. Yeah. No,
but like also it's like I don't know, the Gulf of Mexico, like by
I'm just thinking like Sarasota,
disgusting.
Oh, but okay.
Like, I guess like Florida and stuff is way nice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Brayden, Aaron S, we're so glad that you're alive. You guys have given us a lot of entertainment and like, wow, what survivors, truly.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys, too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous. Another pregnancy announcement. Bibiana Julian, surprise pregnancy announcement.
Yeah.
Did you see
this?
Yeah. Have you ever met Bibiana? Because she and I were pretty tight back in the
yes.
day.
Yeah.
She's awesome. Really happy for her. We have no idea who the mystery man is. She has soft launched in April a new relationship where she was holding okay. hands with the mystery man. Oh, and fans took note that there was a ring on that finger, but she hasn't been wearing the ring in any recent posts. And so it could either just been like a ring on the finger or, right. you know, she could be a little puffy and it doesn't fit right now because she's damn yep. pregnant. Like she's yeah. not like she looks like
she's full very
second
pregnant.
Trimester situation yes. right now. She's midway.
But also she looks gorgeous pregnant.
Oh, I mean, but like, of course she does. Ugh. Like she just like has like, that effortless J-Lo glow.
Everything we've ever dreamed of to look like while pregnant.
Yeah. Like, and yes. it's just, I wish.
Magazine pregnant.
No, it's fine. Like, that's not me. And like, no. I, good for them. You know, good
yeah,
for those
good
ladies.
For her. She looks so great.
Yeah. But we're so happy. And like, I just want to know when she was thinking like on those, that staircase in Miami
yeah.
with the silky shirt, just like revealing yeah. the tan belly. I'm like,
yeah.
Did you like plan so this fancy. Moment or were you just like, take a picture and see what it looks like?
I bet it was a second. I think she's just like that fierce.
Yeah, she's fierce. That's the right yeah. word for her. And Bibiana is going to be like the greatest mom. She's just like, oh, so like gosh. Feminine and strong yeah. and emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we love this for her. Yeah. Last headline of the week. Trista Sutter reveals her favorite secret Bachelor Nation memory and why she loves the Golden Bachelor. So okay. her favorite Bachelor Nation memory. She says this community has been a huge part of her life. Obviously, my wedding, that was huge for us. And one of my favorite moments in life actually happens to be one of my moments from my association with Bachelor. When we got married, we picked our first dance song. And when we were going to do it, as soon as I was getting into my dress and we were doing some last minute photos, Ryan kept saying, we need to hurry up. And I was like, I'm taking pictures. This is my wedding day. Just calm down. And I was messing around with him, but I told him, like, just calm down. And then we walked into the reception hall and Ryan took the mic and said, I hope that you'll forgive me because I changed our first dance song. I wrote you a poem called Something About Her on our one-on-one day, and he had a band change the poem into a song. And then,
oh my God.
Wait, this is crazy because Brad Paisley wasn't so big right back then. This is like 2002, 2003. Brad Paisley shows up and actually
what?
Sings the song for their first dance.
Shut
so
up,
it was a poem that he wrote for Trista with Brad Paisley singing it. She was absolutely floored. So yeah, that's a
Goals.
Great Bachelor Nation moment. Memory.
Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. Good choice.
And then what she's saying that she loves most about the Golden Bachelor, which she's on. She was just on last episode with the pickleball. She says that I think what the franchise was missing was the innocence. Back on my seasons, we didn't really know what was going on. We were truly there for the right reasons, if you want to use that phrase. And I just miss the innocence and not guessing if somebody was there because they want fame. When like I love when it's just about love. And I personally think that these women are here to meet Gary. And I also love how the show has changed for the better in a lot of ways, too. I mean, it's still going. So clearly they're doing something right over the year. I just love that the love is still in the air. Carly, now I know that you're watching Golden Bachelor and this kind of got you back into watching the franchise shows or this show. So what is it that you love about it?
Okay. So I think one of my things, I mean, obviously I went on the show a lot and I feel like I always said to myself, like, I'm never giving up on love. And I feel like some of these women had given up on love and they just thought I don't think it's ever going to happen for me. And then they started feeling these feelings again that they had forgotten even existed. And just to like watch that is so magical and delightful. And it just makes me so happy inside because I just think that no one should ever give up on love because love is out there for everybody. And I love watching these women and Gary, like, feel these feelings again. Oh, God, it brings me joy.
Oh, really? I can't wait to dive in the next episode about you finding love next.
What?
Okay, but I'm not done talking about Golden Bachelor with you. Who is your front runner?
I mean, part of me wants to say it could be Faith.
Yeah.
And or maybe, like, Leslie, maybe?
Leslie and Faith. Yeah, I would say that those two are probably my top two right now, too. Mm-hmm. What do you think about Teresa?
Oof.
She's a little extra for me.
She's a little extreme. It's hard because, like, like I said, these women are excited. They're feeling all these feelings again. And I don't think she's trying to do it to be braggy. She's just so excited. And she doesn't realize, like, she's telling her story to the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
You know, just not the right crowd to hear the story. So I don't think she's malicious or anything. I think she's just, they're not receptive to her. She's not even bragging. She's just like, oh my gosh. And he came to the room and like, you know, and our first date was so great. We did this. And like, just like when, you know, Trista's on and she's hearing that and she's like, oh, that's so cool. But like the other women are like, not cool. Okay. Like, shut up. Like, I get it, but I don't think she's doing it to like, she's not a bad person. She's just excited and just telling a story to the wrong crowd. That's what I think.
As my dad would say, she's bipping.
Yeah. Whatever that is, she's doing that.
She's bipping. Whenever my mom's just like,
yeah.
Okay. And then one more thing that stood out to me in the previews coming up is that Gary says that like the decision that he has, picking or eliminating women, is getting to be as hard as losing his wife, like seconds to losing his wife. Like, holy crap. I'm like, I don't want to put this man in this situation.
No,
I know it's not what we intended, but guys, can he just date a couple of these ladies out in the real world? Because we don't need this for him.
We don't need him to give him any more grief in his life. God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks like it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard and intense. And I think it's just a lot of, I mean, obviously, I can't even imagine losing your spouse. But those are, I'm sure, the biggest emotions he's ever felt. So this is probably the second biggest emotions he's ever felt in a negative way, I guess. So, I mean, I can't imagine breaking people's heart that you care about. Like, we didn't have to do that, you know? Yeah. So that's... And God, he has big feelings. Like he tears up all the time. He's a sweet man. He's like very in touch with his emotions. So I can imagine it's going to be, I mean, really good TV for us, but that was very painful for him to do. Cause you can tell he doesn't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah. All right, Carly. Well, thanks for joining me for Headlines. We are going to chat with you now about life and the fact that you're on tour with Nick Carter. Like, what? All right. Yeah. So stay tuned for all the inside BSB. I need to like know like your personal relationship now with like Nick Carter. Okay. So we're going to talk about that now. Thanks for joining me for this. Until next time, I've been Ashley. You've been Carly. Okay. Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.